Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm so happy to be here this evening because we have a special show lined up for you. And I'm grateful for all of the beautiful listeners that tune into our show. It's such a gift for me to do this and for you to listen. So it's like a beautiful pulsation that happens between us. And I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity to do this. So without further ado, I have a very special, and I say special, this, I call the show Ultimate Meditation 2 because it's from one of Almeen's beautiful online courses called Ultimate Meditation 2. And this is a meditation not to be missed. I can't stress enough, actually, how much I say consider really not missing this one because it's so incredibly powerful and beautiful. So, first, before I go ahead and play this meditation, I would like to maybe read some beautiful angel God cards that I read today. These are tools that Almeen has brought forth to humanity. This one is called, this is an angel God card that I pulled today and I'm going to share it with you. It's card number 33. And the angel God is Nun Unek Brihar Arstu. And it says, courage is but the leap into the unknown, where we cannot see the truth of our next step. To the one who lives in the clarity of truth, there is no choice but the highest choice. It's a very powerful message in that. So that's the card I received this morning, and now I'm going to read the Elfin deck quest. I pulled a card from this, and it was deck number 28. Rekvavi Kerenas. Let the actions of your life be elevated by grace. Let your laughter and your tears flow freely, tempered by an eternal perspective. May the poetry in your heart hollow your experiences. Very, very beautiful. And they're both very, you know, they're so unique. They're just so unique. Each one is just divinely beautiful, and they speak in a song all of their own, actually. And the artwork is exquisite on both of those, actually. So I'm just integrating it because it's just so beautiful. Okay. So now we have, I just want to share with you, there was a post put up on spiritual journeys. So anyone who's interested in learning more about what's going on, you can go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. And there was a recent post called Alone in the Cosmos. Well, Alone in Cosmos. Runes, Angels and Demons. Now, the audio is 51 minutes long. I cannot download it. So it's really a conversation with Rohir and Sergey and Ella, and translations happening. So, and it's all about the Institute of Runes. And that is coming very soon. There are initiations happening in North America. I think it's starting this Thursday. I'm just going to double check. It's the 17th of July to the 19th of July. And Jan is the facilitator for that. And you can contact Jan at almeen.net. If you're feeling the pull to go to this, then trust yourself. It's going to be a very sacred event. That's my feeling. It's people going to be initiated into rune mastery and grand mastery. So that's pretty amazing. And a beautiful gift to give yourself if you're going to go there. It's, you know, it's a very beautiful gift to give yourself in North America. And I just wanted to mention those little bits. And you also have the Institute of Runes. And I just mentioned previously there that Ella and Rohir and Sergey will be there. I feel they'll be actually, you know, I think, yeah. So she's going to be teaching them, and Sergey is going to be translating. And the new runes of the Infinite Mother. And so you will learn how to use the runes. And there's many things that will probably shift within your being from using these sacred tools. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. And that is starting, well, started today, the 13th of July. How interesting is that? So, for anyone doing it, good luck. I'm sure you can still register. I'm sure it's not too late. You can go ahead and do that. So, I'm bringing us back now to our beloved radio show that we're still on. And I would like to, for all of you who's listening and those who decide to tune into the archives, I welcome you. I love that you tune into the archives as well because, you know, I hope it brings your heart inspiration and also bring it some peace as well. It's just very beautiful when you listen to this meditation that I'm going to play in full awareness and total silence of the mind. Because sometimes I find what happens is when I'm listening to Almeen's meditations, I go so out into the expansion that I can't remember what's happened, you know. But that's how powerful they are. They're actually incredibly powerful. I experienced a totally different reality at one stage having a meditation. I belonged to Almeen a couple of years ago, actually, and it was an old CD, but still quite powerful. And it's called The Power of Silence. And I experienced going to what I felt was the inner earth. And I also met someone from the inner earth there, and Almeen confirmed this with me. And so it was just very briefly because I became consciously aware that I was no longer in my bedroom. So it was a total gift. And I just want to say that, you know, they're not to be underestimated, but they are really incredibly powerful. And I really feel that this meditation is sacred. They're all sacred and unique in their own way and their own state of being and purity and what the purpose that they actually serve. So really what I'm saying to you is to get very, very relaxed now. Get yourself a nice blanket if you have one there, or make sure it's nice and warm where you are because your body could shift in temperature. And make sure you're just comfortable either sitting or lying down. Hopefully shoes off. I'm going to begin. So enjoy this beautiful gift and I will connect with you on Thursday yet again. My love to each and every one of you and I will be back on Thursday.
Vehicle of personalities. that is beyond explanation. As you lie or sit in meditation, let your awareness stroke the contours of your shape and form. For you have been wondrously made. And the answer to the starry sky is the infinite within you. Seaweed of the oceans flow back and forth with the tides. Lushness in your hair. Fertility in the green grass of the valleys. Valleys in the moonlight. the hips, your bottom, like the valleys of the contours that you see in the fields around you. Soft curvature. The skin like silk over muscles. Feel the strength of your legs. They are like those of the caribou that carry them yearly for thousands of miles on their migration. They are strong like the reindeers that run through snow and ice. They are graceful like those of the heron or the flamingo, poised in shallow waters. Your feet that have carried you many, many miles through your life. The delicate arches, the perfection of the toes. See your body become at one with the body of earth and sky, the waters of the world, in the fluids of your body, the winds blowing through your breath, your lungs, the cavities of your nose. See the artistry of your hands. With joyful gratitude, acknowledge that your body has been the interaction between you and the mirrored world. Love every part of yourself. Discard the standards that are designed to make us feel inferior. The standard of beauty is the purity of your intent. As you finish this meditation on your own now, allow every digit of every finger, your ears, your chin. Feel them become one with the earth and praise the body for the service it has rendered, for the beauty